Jesus told a parable in Luke 10 about a man who was walking down the road when he was attacked and beaten by bandits. They left him on the ground, almost dead. In a little while, a priest came by. He saw the man from a distance, thought, "Boy, he's in bad shape. He sure needs a miracle. I'll be praying for him." He kept on going. Then another man came by, a Levite, or an assistant to the priest, who did a little better. He went over to the man, checked him out, and felt sorry for him. He thought, "This is really unfair. I hope somebody helps him." Went on down the road. The third man, a Samaritan, came by. Like the first two, he thought he sure needs a miracle. But he took it one step further and said, "You know what? I am his miracle. I'm at the right place at the right time. God put him in my path so I can be a healer, so I can be a restorer, so I can give him a new beginning." The Samaritan went to him, got down on his knees, and began to care for him. He gave him water from his canteen, took off his scarf, and bandaged his wounds. The Samaritan then gently lifted him off the ground, placed him on his animal, and helped him mile after mile as they walked to the nearest city. When they got to the local inn, he prepaid the owner and said, "You take care of him. Let him stay as long as he would like. Give him anything he needs, and I promise you this, when I come back, I'll pay for any extra expenses." My question is, which man are you? It's easy to get so busy and think, "I don't have time to help others. I have my own problems." Helping others can be the key to seeing your situation turn around. The people you see who need encouragement, who need a ride, who need blood, who need help accomplishing a dream, they are opportunities for you to go higher. When you refresh others, you will be refreshed. It's interesting that Jesus used a priest as an example in his parable. He couldn't stop. He had to get to the temple. He had his religious duties to fulfill. He didn't have time to bother with this man. After all, if he helped him, he might get his white robe bloody or unclean. He might not look presentable at the temple. He had all kinds of excuses. But true religion gets dirty. True religion doesn't hide behind stained glass or fancy clothes. It goes to where the needs are. When you get down to lift somebody up, in God's eyes, you can't get any higher. The closest thing to the heart of God is helping hurting people. When you take time to restore the broken, you pour the healing oil on their wounds, encouraging them, wiping away their tears, letting them know that there are new beginnings, that's the religion Jesus talked about. True religion doesn't judge people to see if they deserve our help. "Well, she's in need, but I don't think she's living the right kind of life. He's hurting, but it's his own fault. He's got the addiction. They brought the trouble on themselves." Jesus said, "It's the sick who need the doctor, not the healthy." God didn't call us to judge people. He called us to heal people. He called us to restore people. He called us to become their miracles. Anybody can find fault. Anybody can be critical and come up with excuses to pass on by. That's easy. But where are the people who will take time to care? Where are the people who will get down and dirty and help love them back into wholeness? This third man, the Samaritan, immediately went to the man and started helping him, making a difference. He didn't think twice. He became the miracle. That's the kind of person I want us to be. Not passerby, not too busy in our careers or with the church work, not people like the second man who feel sorry for them but says, "I wish it wouldn't have happened. I feel bad. I'm going to be praying." No, let's become the miracle. God is counting on us. You can lift the fallen. You can heal the hurting. You can be a friend to the lonely. You can help a dream come to pass. You are full of miracles.